Good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to Meet Me at the Diner. Your host, Dan Eller. Our special guest today is Norm Fawcett, the director of the Greenwood Soup Kitchen. Live from Sharp Bass's Gallery, here's your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We're here at Sharp Facets Gallery. You know, we've got those great auctions going on right now on sharpfacetsgallery.com. You can really find some terrific deals. Let me tell you, I think I don't have the most updated. Oh, yes, I do. A 1921 silver dollar is on the auction. You know, silver dollars used to be worth a dollar. Now they're worth about $23. The current bid on that 1921 silver dollar, $20. It's just like an eBay auction. You go in, put your maximum bid, sign up as a bidder. It's only for Sharp Facets Gallery, though. That's the beauty of it. So check it out, sharpfacetsgallery.com. Great pieces, from jewelry to Barbie dolls. You never know what you're going to find up there. We've even got a Cabbage Patch doll on it right now. So check it out, Sharp Facets Gallery. Don't forget, you can get to it from our Sharp Facets Facebook page or just go Sharp Facets Gallery. Price of gold has gone down today, folks. Hey, if you are in the market to sell, don't wait. Don't know what the market's going to do tomorrow. So if it were me, don't wait. Come see us right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Whether it is coins, bars, jewelry, you know you're going to get the best deal right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Oh. Just had to talk about that a little bit. You know, we got to get everybody wound up here today. And now, of course, we have Norm Fawcett with the Greenwood Soup Kitchen. You know, it is such a pleasure to talk to you. I don't think we've talked much this year.
We have not. I think the last time I was in was last fall.
That's right, yeah. When it was the soup bowl.
That's right.
Now, that is such a terrific promotion to help raise money for the soup kitchen. And, you know, people, I still have my bowls, and I know a lot of people get some terrific bowls. It's kind of interesting to see people eating soup out of, what shall we call them, soup tureens almost?
<That's right.
laughs> But that was a good promotion. Man, you raised a lot of good money for the soup kitchen.
We raised over $11,000 last October with the Empty Bowls program, and we've got some good news. The Potters, the Greenwood Area Studio Potters and the Greenwood Medical Alliance have approached us. They want to do it again this year. We're having our first organizing meeting in about 2 weeks to get ready for. We don't have the exact date yet because we'll have to look at conflicts in the community and make sure we find a Thursday night, but it'll be one of the first two Thursdays in October. Well, it's one of the first things we'll do when we have our first organizing meeting at the end of May, but we're definitely doing Empty Bowls again this year.
Well, that's great. That's great. Empty Bowls, good promotion, and of course, you know, a lot of people don't realize how much good the soup kitchen does in our area for those in need. I mean, it is a tremendous, tremendous, and of course, you have had increase in the numbers over the last couple of years based on the economy. People have needed this service.
The numbers actually even scare me, and I kind of live it every day, Ann, but 2 years ago, we served 23,000 meals. That unto itself is
phenomenal.
Is phenomenal for a.
And that was before you actually had Saturdays.
That was before we had Saturdays, yes.
Right.
And last year, in 2010, we served 40,000 meals. So we were up, our number of meals served were up 70% in a two-year period of time. And,
that's hard to fathom, isn't it?
It well, you know, like I say, a number like 40,000 even scares me when I think about it. But somehow we get it done, and somehow the people of Greenwood, through their donations, allow us to get it done. So we're blessed. We really are.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I think the soup kitchen, you know, particularly people when they go to the Empty Bowls promotion, they see the soup kitchen, I think, in a different light. Because your first thought of a soup kitchen is like you've seen on TV and this type of thing.
Yeah, some dark, dingy basement with paint peeling off the ceilings. And
yes. But
we're pretty
not.
Proud of what we've got over at the United Center. We've been over there now for, gosh, it's 2 years. It was 2 years in March that we've been at the United Center, and it's got a lot of natural light. We've tried to make it friendly by putting in round tables. We could squeeze a lot more people in with rectangle tables, but know that round tables just are a little bit more friendly. And They've all got tablecloths on them. They've got flowers on them. They're not real flowers, but at least there's some color in there.
Oh,
and
luckily
we've had that space certainly over the last 2 years. We didn't know it when we moved there. We knew we were out of room over at First Presbyterian at Turner House, but without the facility that we have now, the bigger kitchen, the greater capacity for serving guests, we would have really been in trouble the last 2 years.
Absolutely. And, you know, the thing I think about it when I think back to that is when the soup kitchen was over there at the Turner House, when it was talked about that you would be moving, everybody was kind of up in arms with this work and was that a good location and all this kind of stuff.
That's
and
right.
It really, really
That's
worked.
Right. The same thing happened when we moved to the Episcopal Church of the Resurrection to Turner House in 2001. People don't like change. You know, it doesn't matter who you are. Most people don't like change. Some people thrive on it. Most people don't like it. And, yes, it was a lot of work. And yes, it required some substantial donors to bring that bring that Burton Center Blake School kitchen up to current DHEC standards. We're a restaurant just like everybody else in town. As far as DHEC is concerned, we don't charge anything for our meals, but because we serve the public, we get the same spot audits once a quarter where a DHEC official comes in and gives us a rating just like they would any other restaurant in town. And we've maintained our grade A rating, which is the highest rating they give out since the day we opened.
Wow. Well, you know, we're going to be talking about some of the things that you can always use at the soup kitchen. We're going to be talking about the fact that I think you probably always can use some extra volunteers.
Absolutely.
So we're going to talk about all these things coming up on Meet Me at the Diner. And, of course, we're going to be talking about some of the things coming up for them that you can help out on. So please, please, please stay right with us right here on your favorite radio station, WLMA. That's WLMA. And if you want to check it out on the web or on the stream, just go to WLMA.net. That's WLMA.net. Hey, we're going to hear a word from our sponsors. When we come back, we're going to talk about more things. And, hey, if you've got a question for them over there at the soup kitchen, there's no better person to talk to than the one and only Norm Fawcett right here with me on Meet Me at the Diner.
So right, you can't be wrong, rocking and rolling all week long.
The classic never goes out of style. The classic can be worn every day. What classic am I speaking of today? Diamond earrings, of course. Classic studs. At Sharp Facets Gallery, our diamond earrings are the best. From quarter carats to over 4 carats in rounds, and of course, princess, pear, or emerald cuts. Best selection, best price, best quality. Buy a pair of diamond earrings today and watch your eyes light up. Sharp Facets Gallery, 72 Bypass Greenwood.
You're with us at Meet Me at the Diner. Your host, Dan Eller. Norm Fawcett is our special guest, director of the Greenwood Soup Kitchen. Here's your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We're right here with Norm Fawcett. We are talking about the soup kitchen. Hey, what time does the soup kitchen serve lunch every day, Norm?
We serve from 11 to 12. Our volunteers generally show up around 9 a.m. We cook from 9 to 11. We serve from 11 to 12. And a quick sweep up, we're usually out of there by about 12:30. So if
were you working today? I just want to know. Were you
I was not working today.
You were not working today.
Monday
That's why I didn't get any soup today, folks.
Yeah, I'll have to come in on Monday. Monday is my day to be coordinated. I'm in there many days. But we have what we call a coordinator that is in charge of each day. One is in charge of Monday, another on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, right through Saturday. And so I don't have to be in there every day.
You know, that is terrific that, you know, you've been able to spread this over so other people take on that responsibility. I know that's taken a lot off of you. I know Evan and Doris, before you came on board, actually did everything all the time, didn't they?
They did a lot. And they still do a lot.
Absolutely.
We're still very lucky to have them. But they've decided they want to travel a little bit more to the grandkids, and I don't want to say their age. I probably could, because they're more proud of it than embarrassed by it, but they're getting to to an age where they deserve a little bit more free time. So, but they're still the coordinators for Wednesday. They're in there every Wednesday, serving like they have, I believe, for the last 18, probably close to 18 years.
Yes. So anyways, every day, 11 to 12, that's when they serve lunch. Say, if somebody wanted to come by and check out the soup kitchen and just see what's going on, would it be okay for them to come over?
Absolutely. There is. It doesn't matter whether you're in a three-piece business suit or you're in dungarees. There's no questions asked at the soup kitchen. There's no paperwork to fill out. If you come,
you're not a federal agency, then.
We are not a federal agency. 100% of our, except for a very small grant that might be going away because of our problems in Washington, but a very small grant from the Federal Emergency Food Program that comes to Greenwood, and then it's divvied up by the
different agencies,
by the United Way into different agencies. But except for that very small grant, we are 100% supported by the good people and the good organizations of Greenwood. So absolutely, anybody, we're very proud of what we have over there. And if you want to come by, if you don't want to come between 11 and 12 and have some of the best soup in town, that's fine. If you wanted to come between 9 and 11, we'd love to give you a tour.
That's right. And, of course, you know, when it hasn't been, has it been, what, a year now maybe that you started serving on Saturdays?
It's been a year. It was September of 2009. So it's been a little over 18 months that we decided as a board that, you know, we were
hungry
very proud
doesn't
of what
stop
we were,
on Friday.
Yeah, we were very proud of what we did on Mondays and Friday, but then we realized, you know, people might get hungry on a Saturday. So in the middle of the economic malaise, we threw all caution to the wind and said we're going to cross our fingers and hope Greenwood supports us, and they have. And now we're serving 6 days a week, and if people are hungry on Sundays, which they are, Emmanuel Lutheran Church is still doing the soup kitchen every Sunday. A little bit different time, and they start at noon, so mm-hmm. they can get past their Sunday services. But there is seven-day meal coverage for anyone who wants it in Greenwood.
Well,
anyone who needs it, I should
say. That's right. But yes, the soup over there is very good. I have had it on occasion, and it is delicious. And I think you're right; it's the best soup around. Basically, because it's all homemade soup.
It's all homemade.
And you just throw what's in the pot, whatever's got to work with.
We have a reserve of Campbell's soup, Heinz soup, sitting in the back pantry. But that's there if we happen to misjudge how many people are going to come that day. You know, they don't make reservations. And when we misjudge and we run out, we can always go back and open up some good old Campbell's chicken noodle soup. But
very rarely.
If you come to the soup kitchen, it's very rare that you're not going to get homemade soup.
Now, you get soup, and what else do you get with your lunch here?
It all depends on a lot more restaurants are helping out and defraying the cost of us having to buy food. Little Caesars every Wednesday. They save up their pizzas, and people that, you know, don't come to pick them up or they've made a mistake, they put pepperoni on and they wanted sausage or whatever, they keep them in their cooler. And once a week we go down, and I don't know about you, but heated up pizza is just fine for
Absolutely.
Me.
Absolutely.
I don't know how, I probably eat more heated up pizza than do fresh pizza. They regularly give us 20 to 30 large pizzas.
Wow.
So that becomes the Wednesday meal. Miss Ann Fried Chicken on South Main Street does the same with her chicken. If it's sitting under the heat lamp for more than half an hour, it's not quite good enough for her paying customers. So she puts it in the cooler for us, and every Monday we go down and pick up Miss Ann's chicken. We supplement it with hot dogs that we make. And so Monday becomes it's always soup, and, you know, chicken. Some days, Thursdays are we get food from the Wednesday night suppers.
Mm-hmm.
The churches in town know that we're going to be there at 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning. They bring their food by that is left over from their Wednesday night suppers. So Thursdays, I always get a great meal. And then if we just don't have any of that type of food, it's sandwiches. It's tuna fish sandwiches. It's bologna. It's ham.
What about peanut butter?
Peanut butter and jelly, the all-time favorite. Peanut butter and jelly every day. That's the,
Well, you can always count on the soup kitchen, you know, and I think that's a tremendous thing. Now, I know last year...
Could I just add one thing? I cannot leave out Wesley Commons. Wesley Commons, a couple of years ago, two times a week, we go down and pick up some of the best food that I have ever seen that is left over or whatever for their residents. And twice a week, we get an enormous amount of food from Wesley Commons.
Wow.
We thank them.
That is terrific. Have you ever looked at it and said, can I take this home?
Oh, no, not at all, Norm.
Oh, Roxy wouldn't have that.
Oh,
yeah,
no,
right.
No. That would never happen. No.
But anyways, yeah, they eat good out there at Wesley Commons.
They really do. And the chef out there makes some of the best cornbread that I've ever eaten. And we always get a big tray of cornbread. And that, of course, supplements our soup very nicely.
Absolutely. So there's lots of ways that people can get involved and help. You know, you told me that there's a new program that's happening with Food Lion and Walmart. What's happening with them?
Yeah, you know, Walmart gets a lot of bad raps. They're the big guy in town and big guy in the world. And everybody always takes great pride in trying to knock the big guy down. So, and I'm sure there's some criticism that maybe they deserve, but I'll tell you one thing they don't deserve and they don't get credit for is about 2 years ago, nationally, they started a program where all their fresh meat, their fresh pastries, bread, all that kind of stuff that has an expiry date, a fairly short expiry date, when it approaches expiry, they have now a national program in the communities where they operate that they will give that food. We have to go pick it up. A business donated a large panel truck for us, and we go down twice a week to Food Lion and to Walmart and pick up the fresh food that is approaching expiry date. We take it back to our facility. We're blessed to have a walk-in freezer, as does the food bank. And we freeze the meat, and then we can use it as it's needed.
I bet that's been such a tremendous help.
I can't. We don't keep track of the. We don't have a lot of bookwork and paperwork at the soup kitchen, and we don't formally keep track of all the food that is given to us. But I can tell you a statistic that even though our numbers are up 70% as we discussed in the last 2 years, our cost of purchased food and supplies, food and paper goods, is flat. So we're serving 70% more meals at the same cash cost that we were in 2008. That is because of
programs like
Little Caesars, like Wesley Commons, but very importantly, companies like Walmart and Food Lion.
Well, they deserve a big applause for
and
that.
And there was a new bread distributor, Corelli Distributors, that came to town, brought the Arnold Bakery brand to town, and Corelli Distributing brings all their bread that is approaching expiry date to the food bank, and it's shared with the soup kitchen, and I can't remember the last time we had to buy bread in the last year and a half. Good companies in Greenwood allow us to do what we do.
You know, you couldn't do it without them.
We couldn't.
You couldn't.
And you mentioned volunteers. That we're up to about 180, volunteers that regularly donate their time to help us cook the food and serve the food. We couldn't do it without them either.
You know, it is tremendous what the soup kitchen is able to do, and without all the paperwork, without all the other things that a lot of organizations have to go through to do this, and yet you're able to do it just by the goodness of the heart of not only businesses, but of the people.
Businesses, organizations, certainly churches, more than 50% of our cash contributions, and a lot of food drives come, of course, from the local churches, local foundations, Self Family, Scurry Foundations, C.Y. Thomason Foundation. I got to be careful because I know I'm going to leave out some, but
But it's just the fact that there are so many ways that people give back to people so that nobody should be hungry. We know that nobody should be hungry, and yet you're able to do it every day so that somebody, if they need to eat one meal a day, they can count on the soup kitchen.
That's right. That's right. And they will go. If they don't go home full, it's their fault.
Yeah.
We don't ration them with a bowl of soup and a bologna sandwich.
Well, that's how the movies show it.
They generally go out of there at least for their lunchtime meal full.
Full. Well, that is terrific. Hey, you know what? It's time for us to hear South Carolina news, a word from our sponsors. You stay right with us. We'll be right back.
Thursday, Friday, happy days.
What does WLMA stand for? Well, it stands for Wow, Let's Meet Again, right here on 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk Radio Station.
Welcome back to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Our special guest is Norm Fawcett, the director of the Greenwood Soup Kitchen. Live from Sharp Facets Gallery, here's your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are here at Sharp Facets Gallery. And yes, we are having a good time talking about the soup kitchen. Just makes me hungry today because we're talking about soup, one of my favorites, and good sandwiches and good donations from so many businesses in our area, whether it's Miss Ann's Fried Chicken, Little Caesars, Wesley Commons, and those that, you know, you don't even talk about. But, you know, you all are out there, and it is so, so appreciated to help out. And this is one thing for businesses to think about. If they do have leftovers, they really need to call and see if there's something that can be worked out.
Well, we would hope there would be more, of course. But we understand the legal. Some of us have a business background, and we all understand the legal constraints that some corporate lawyers put on their individual franchisees. What we always try to do, though, is tell them that your food will be safe to us as long given to us as long as it is delivered to us safe, or we pick it up safe, and it's done locally. We're no more than 10 minutes away from your facility, and we keep telling them we are a DHEC monitored restaurant, just like you are. Charlie's,
and it's a shame,
just like you are, Outback. We live by exactly the same rules as you do. If we weren't protecting our food and protecting our customers, our guests properly, we wouldn't be in business the same way you wouldn't be in business. So we would hope, because some fairly large businesses like Walmart and Food Lion and
the Miss
Little
Ann's
Caesars
and Little Caesars
and smaller
and
organizations
Commons.
Like Miss Ann's, they're willing to do what's right, and rather than throw that food in the dumpster at the end of the night, they give it to us, and you can be very, your lawyers can be sleep well at night that we protect that food just like any other restaurant does in town. So we would hope to have more restaurants
participate
in this, but you know, they have to live by their own rules, and we understand that and respect it.
Sure, but it would be great if more could, because there is so much food that is thrown away, isn't there?
Mm,
I mean, it is
yeah,
amazing.
Yeah.
So, but
it's
that's
sad, actually.
It is
more than amazing.
Yeah, and it would be terrific if we could use it more to help those in need, because you know it is all about keeping costs down. Now, I remember last year, y'all were in pretty bad shape. I mean, we did a traveling diner show,
right,
and we did Soup Kitchen Saturday. We're talking about doing some of those things again this summer. But how are you doing this year?
We're holding our own is the best way of saying it. You're right. Last year in the summer, we were a little worried. We were $5,000 to $7,000. Our total cash budget is about $75,000 a year.
That's what you have to spend in money.
That's not the amount of food we give out, because we don't keep track of the food that's donated, the value of that food, the canned food drives and all that sort of thing. But the cash cost of having to buy food that doesn't get donated is about $75,000. And like I say, in the summer, we were $5,000 to $7,000 behind our expenses that we had in spite of the cost reduction efforts we had. And, you know, that's 10% of your budget. And
But it got made up.
But through good things, through people like yourself with the old time radio theater and Empty Bowls, and we were saying at the break, we had a close to a $15,000 December on cash donations from individuals, churches, whatever.
And, you know, at a time when everybody
is flush for the year.
Yeah, at a time when people are just, they're trying to spend money on Christmas and this type of thing, to get that kind of donation had to mean a lot.
We truly are blessed to be in a community like Greenwood that there's so many people, not just our guests, so many people having a tough time. But somehow they remember us, and we're grateful for it.
Absolutely.
But and this quarter, this first quarter, we're holding our own.
That's terrific.
With revenue just about matching expenses for the first quarter.
That's terrific.
I don't want to sound like a corporate bum that I was for 30 years, but even if you're a charitable organization, you have to keep an eye on your costs, and you have to keep an eye on your receipts, and hopefully those receipts can meet your costs.
Well,
at least we don't have to make a profit. We don't have to look after shareholders at the end of the day.
That's a good thing, Norm. And, you know, of course, it's all the things that are happening out there where big, even big corporations like Walmart, Food Lion, places like that are looking at it and saying, we can help out, like you were telling me about your Gifts in Kind.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a tremendous program.
It's called the Gifts in Kind Center, and it's another thing that Walmart and Sam's Club have done. They've opened up 6 of these. I understand they have plans to do more, but they're a good company, and they want to make sure they've got control of it before they open up too many. But there's 6 in the country, and we're fortunate to have one of them in Spartanburg. It's called a Gifts in Kind Center. It's a partnership between the United Way of the Spartanburg area, Greenville-Spartanburg area, and Walmart and Sam's Club. And just real quickly, the way it works, if you can think about a big old roll of paper Bounty paper towels that y'all know costs $12-$13, we use an awful lot of paper towels, napkins, paper plates, plastic cutlery, bar soap, anything that's not spoiled. If you think of it as a sundry item or as a supply. When that package gets damaged, Walmart can't sell it to their customers, that package of Bounty paper towels. And it's just not worth them shipping it back to Procter & Gamble in some plant in Cincinnati with the cost of gas and trucking and everything else. And so they get a credit for that damaged material from Procter & Gamble, but they used to just take it to the dump and take it to the landfill. And they've started these Gifts in Kind Center where any 501c3 charitable organization can buy a membership in this Gifts in Kind Center. And it's $600 a year. And we had to have some faith by putting out that $600 that we would get it back. I'll tell you the results in a minute. But they have this big old warehouse in Spartanburg where all these damaged paper goods, Walmart pays with their trucks from a 150-mile radius to haul it to this warehouse. And if you have a membership, you can go in once a month for a half hour or an hour shopping spree, and you can pull as much of that material out of that warehouse as you can do it in a half an hour to an hour into a truck, into a van, whatever, for free.
Wow.
And for $600 a year, every time we go up there, every month or 45 days, we pull $400 to $600 every trip out of that place.
So that's been a real saving.
That has saved us probably $4,000 to $5,000 this year because of the good efforts of the United Way and people like Walmart and their suppliers. Every one of their suppliers, of course, is contributing a little bit because Walmart gets a credit for that damaged material. But instead of going to the landfill, it goes to the Greenwood Soup Kitchen.
Hey, that's great. And any other organization? Yeah, that is. And you said that it pays for one warehouse worker, right? And
The reason they have to charge $600 is they do have to rent a warehouse. They do have a professionally trained warehouse manager, but he is the only paid employee. The rest are volunteers that stock the warehouse in these big bins full of paper towels and napkins or whatever, and we go in and haul it out, and the stuff we used to have to buy.
It's unbelievable.
Amazing.
It is. Hey, we are here at Sharp Facets Gallery. If you've got a question for Norm, when we come back, we're going to be talking about some of the things they actually could use at the soup kitchen. You know, we all have an idea about what they need, but actually they know what they need. So when we come back, we're going to talk about that. Give us a call, 97984. That's 229-7984. We're going to hear a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey, gang, this is Boogie. I wonder about the weather from time to time and keep an eye at the sky. But if it's going to be wet or dry, I'm going to tell you, hot or cold. But the only weather they worry about at Sharp Facets Gallery is whether or not you're taking advantage of our special deals on Facebook. If not, log in to Facebook and search for Sharp Facets and start saving now.
You're with us at Meet Me at the Diner, your host, Ann Eller. Our special guest today is Norm Fawcett with the Greenwood Soup Kitchen. Here's your host, Ann Eller.
That's right. We are here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We are talking food, we're talking soup kitchen, and we're talking how you can get involved. Of course, they always can use some more volunteers, and. But sometimes we think we know what they need when they really know that they need some other things. So I thought it would be important to kind of talk about some of those things, Norm.
Yeah, the shelf-stable stuff we use. Shelf-stable as opposed something you would put in your pantry as opposed to things that have to go in your refrigerator or your freezer. It's easier for people who are at the grocery store to pick up something in a can than it is to have to worry about protecting a pound of hamburger and stuff like that. So we get an awful lot of fresh meat and pastries, as we talked about now, from Walmart and Food Lion. So what we'd like your listeners to think about is anything on the grocery aisles of a grocery store as opposed to the freezer case or the refrigerator. And things that people don't think of, apple juice, we're going into the summer months. The schools,
have lots of kids.
Yeah, the schools don't give out lunches during the summer. Guess where a lot of the kids that need it come? They come with their parents to the soup kitchen.
And I know one of the things you try to do for the kids, you try to make it special.
Well,
we always do little extra stuff.
Well, and we also try to make it a little bit. We give sweet tea. Sweet tea and water is our staple for adults. Apple juice we give to the kids. And apple juice is very expensive when you start going through cases and cases and cases of it a week. So 48 ounce tins of apple juice. Don't worry about, they don't have to be in individual servings, individual 10-ounce bottles or anything. Just buy the big old, as big a container as you can, usually the 48-ounce tins, and the kids will be thankful for that this summer. And then if you start thinking about anything, if you were making homemade soup in your kitchen, anything that could go in that soup other than the fresh meat that I was talking about that we'll put in extra, but canned vegetables. We always seem to get more green beans than we ever know what to do with. And don't worry, anything that comes to the soup kitchen never gets wasted, never gets thrown out. It goes over to the food bank if we can't use it or whatever. But if you start thinking of canned vegetables, canned corn, canned carrots, mixed vegetables, the veg-all,
mm-hmm.
that comes in the big number 10-gallon tins, veg-all that I know some grocery stores carry. The veg-all, all it does is cause us not have to open up as many cans because it's a mixture of corn and carrots and,
sure.
and a bunch of things. Canned meats, Spam. I guess
oh,
a lot
come
of
on,
Spam. They love it. They love Spam sandwiches. And we try to make it go a little bit further. We don't slice the canned Spam. We put it in a blender and mix it up with some relish and some mustard and
Spam salad.
And Spam, so they get Spam. They love Spam sandwiches. Tuna fish, canned tuna fish. They love
mm-hmm.
tuna fish sandwiches. Beef broth, chicken broth as a base for
it's
our
soup.
Very expensive, but it's we always make the homemade soup, but the chicken broth and the beef broth allows us to use that as a base when we add all our fixings. Lot of soups, you know, when you make them at home, pasta, not spaghetti, but macaroni
shells,
anything that allows that soup to give it a little bit
alphabet.
More texture, that works. Sure, absolutely. any kind of pasta that can we can.
It's
use
an extender. You know, it helps. Helps add more to the soup.
And that's a start. You know, but I want to assure anybody that any food again that comes into the soup kitchen, we get cereal. We get boxes of Cap'n Crunch. We don't serve breakfast. We don't serve cereal. But all that material is boxed up, and we take it over to the food bank, who do use a lot of cereal for the groceries. And then they reciprocate with their big number 10 tins. If it's a big enough tin that they can't really give it out to a family, we get that from them. So nothing ever gets wasted. But that list of seven or eight or nine things that
that would be the hot list.
That's the hot list that we use a lot of. We use a lot of that.
How about peanut butter?
Peanut butter, thank you.
There you go. How could you forget peanut butter and jelly?
You want to take over?
No, I don't want to take over.
A great chairman of the soup kitchen. Of course, peanut butter and grape jelly.
Yeah.
Peanut butter and PBJ sandwiches are a staple. They love PBJ.
You can never have too much peanut butter.
So, yeah, we use a lot of peanut butter and grape jelly. They like the best grape jelly.
Okay. All right. Well, those are some of the things to give you an idea, you know. And when you're going to a store and you can pick up a big container. Now, do you only want the big containers or, you know, are the small ones okay?
No. The big containers are they're just easier to handle. But I also know that many grocery stores just, of course, have the 12-ounce, 15-ounce, 16-ounce,
those buy one, get one free. Buy one for the home and buy one for the soup kitchen. I mean, and get one free for the soup kitchen.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Yeah.
You know, so many people appreciate what y'all do over there, Norm, and I know that, you know, none of us ever know when we might be in that situation. So if you do have something extra, please think about the soup kitchen. They are they're on their own. You know, that is the thing about it. No real government aid. You don't ask anybody for anything. And, you know, I think one of the things we ought to talk about is how many people in the past you have had that have come to the soup kitchen. You had that one lady, I love this story, you always tell it when you're on the air, that didn't really need to come to the soup kitchen, and she used to leave a few dollars every week, right? She came for the...
Camaraderie. Her word.
Yes.
The camaraderie, She would sit at the same round table with her friends, and she had a little bit of a stomach problem. She couldn't eat tomato with the acid. So we would always make sure we had a white soup for this young lady, not so young lady. And do you want me to keep going?
Yeah, she was all alone.
She was all alone, and you could just tell by the way she dressed. And yes, every month she'd bring us a check for $75, $100, whatever, and it was far more than she ever ate. And but we always made her feel welcome. Her friends always made her feel welcome, and we always made sure we had a white-based soup so she wouldn't have indigestion in the afternoon. And she was so thankful, and I always thanked us. And she
passed away.
But
you never really knew why she came, did you?
Never knew and never asked, because we don't ask questions.
Yeah. Right.
Anybody that offers and wants to talk will, of course, talk with them. But she was just happy to come and spend an hour and a half with her friends. And she passed away quite suddenly. She was not young. I would have guessed she was probably 75 to 80 years old. And she passed away quite suddenly, and her friends told us about it, and we were all at her funeral, and it was probably about 3 to 4 months later that her son, who ended up was a lawyer in Tennessee, came down with a check for $5,000. She had written into her estate that she wanted he told us $5,000 to the soup kitchen.
And he never knew why.
And he never knew why. And we told him why, and he was aghast because, you know, nobody likes to think of your mother having to go to the soup kitchen. He knew financially she didn't have to go to the soup kitchen, and we talked about her friends and how she just enjoyed coming and spending some time with her friends and carrying on a conversation. And a year later, he showed up again with $5,000 out of his own pocket just to say thank you. So, you know, when you do good for people, you just never know how the good Lord is gonna
bring it back around.
Bring it back to you.
That's one of your best stories.
But we've got a lot of them, a lot of people that are very appreciative of what we do.
Well, I know we've done some things for the soup kitchen, and we've gotten donations from people who at one point needed the soup kitchen, ate at the soup kitchen. They were now working, supporting themselves, and they don't forget the soup kitchen. We've gotten donations here. I remember a gal who worked at Waffle House, and she had had to use the soup kitchen. We were doing a promotion here for you with the Traveling Diner Show. She came down here, got off work, came down here, and made a $100 donation. Do you remember
right.
that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And a number of those 180 volunteers that I told you about are our previous guests, their previous guests.
So
they come back when they can.
So give when you can. Everybody understands that you can't, but it surely, if you can pick up an extra few cans of food and, you know, once a month, just go down and drop it off, that would be terrific.
I should say that I think we talked about we're basically open from 9 to noon, if you want to think of it that way. Either between cooking or serving. We're at 929 Phoenix Street, which is the old Blake School or the old Burton Center, depending on how long you've been in Greenwood.
Right.
And we're at 929 Phoenix Street, anytime between 12 and noon, Monday to Saturday. Someone will be there. The entrance to the soup kitchen is on the left-hand side of the building under that covered portico where the buses used to, I think, probably drop off the Burton and pick up the Burton Center people.
Mm-hmm.
There's a sign on the left-hand side of the building there on East Avenue. That's the soup kitchen. And we will welcome you, and if you have time, we'd love to show you around the soup kitchen, bring a few cans, and we'd love to show you what we have there. We're pretty proud of it.
Absolutely. Now, if somebody wants to call you, Norm, what would be a number to call you?
The best number I'm going to give, throw all caution to the wind, because I've done it with you before, and it's worked out great. I'm going to give you my home number. The issue is at the soup kitchen, I've already said we're only there 3 to 4 hours a day, so we don't want ringing phones and people not being able to get a hold of us. Anybody wants to talk about donations, anybody wants to talk about volunteering, please call me at 227-3421. That's my home number, 227-3421, and I'll be glad to tell you a little bit more about the soup kitchen, what we do, how we do it, and see where it best fits into your plans.
Absolutely. You know, this is WLMA right here in Greenwood. Any of our businesses that are listening out there, I'm sure there is a way that y'all could work together. All you have to do is pick up the phone and talk to Norm. I mean, that is a tremendous opportunity for so many businesses out there. And like you said, you are DEAC approved, so that means you handle it the same way they have to handle it. That's just another point out there.
And the people that do help us say they feel so good putting it in the trunk of our car or into our van rather than in the back dumpster. They feel good every time they do that.
Absolutely. So give Norm a call. One more time, what's that number?
227-3421.
That's right, 227-3421. Call Norm Fawcett. I tell you what, he really knows his stuff when it comes to food. And thanks so much for being our guest today, Norm.
Thank you, Anne. As always, what you do for us, as well as everybody in Greenwood, we're truly blessed to be here, and we're thankful for it. Thank you, Anne.
Thank you very much. This is WLMA right here in Greenwood. Y'all take care. Don't forget to check out the silent auction, the online auction at sharkfacetsgallery.com. Don't forget, prices are going down a little bit. You don't want to miss out on when you sell your gold or silver. So come see us this afternoon right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Bye-bye, Andy.
Bye, Anne.